6:55 right now on 97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast Hit Music Station. Yes, today is the last day for WABB FM right here. Please, I will say, and we're going to do a couple things right here. First, I'll tell you, go to Facebook. And when you go to Facebook, go facebook.com/975WABB. And if you don't follow us personally, from Nick Fox, Blondie, intern Alyssa, producer Heather, Trey, everybody, make sure you hit it up on there and you'll find our personal pages. You'll find our personal pictures, and our Facebook pages are linked to those pictures. So please follow our personal pages. That way you can follow us wherever we may go here in the Gulf Coast, and we'll make the announcement there first. Also, we've got to drag Blondie in here and do the last buzz.
Man.
The buzz has been around as long as I've been here in the Gulf Coast. So here in a few minutes, right after Hot Shell Ray, we'll do the last buzz. And we'll get you updated on exactly what's going on with celebrity news. It's weird saying the last buzz. It's all coming up. Hot Shell Ray first. Tonight is on 97.5 WABB. It's 97.5 WABB, 6:59 right now, and we're about to hit the button for what's called an opener. If you're not hip to a little radio station lingo, and what that is it's an opener for the buzz. The last buzz. Blondie in studio, Nick Fox in studio. Yeah, weird to say that, the last buzz. Well, the last buzz probably until about 5 hours from now, Blondie will have another one, but this is the last celebrity entertainment buzz. You all right, Blondie? She's got the glasses on. I know what the glasses mean.
It's hard to find words.
This is really testing how thick my skin should be in radio. Like, this is the hardest thing ever.
This week?
This whole week.
It's been physically, emotionally, everything, right?
You know Blondie's stressed out when she's not talking. Because otherwise, whew, man. If you only knew what it was like to be in this side of this building with that girl. All right, here we go.
WABB, Mobile, Pensacola, Biloxi.
It's about that time.
I tell you to check it all out online under the buzz at WABB.com.
But who knows how much longer it's going to be up there.
Is this really the last buzz, Q-Tip?
Yes, it is.
You want to hug it out? You want to hug it out, guys?
And the bad news is the last Screwy News comes up in 30 minutes also.
Oh, people are going to cry.
So I know a lot of you big fans of Screwy News. Thank you for that. And we'll do the last Screwy News for right here on 97.5 WABB in 30 minutes.
The buzz is with Q-Tip and Nick Fox.
Welcome to the show.
You wanted excitement, you got it.
97.5 WABB.
Sexy,
97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast Hit Music Station. I'm Q-Tip, got Nick Fox in here.
And good morning.
It's wild because we usually don't see many people early in the morning like this inside our building, and it's starting to fill up. It's crazy with employees and everything like that. Blondie's running around here. Crazy is today's going to be a big day. It's the last day for WABB FM, and we're going to be talking to a ton of different people, especially even employees that once upon a time worked right here in this radio station, just like us, just like we are right now. So you're going to hear so many different things throughout the day today. Please just stay with us all the way till midnight tonight as WABB FM. Starting about 8:30, we'll take it from 2012 and let it musically work its way all the way back to the beginning by midnight tonight.
1973, so it'll be cool. And you're also going to hear stuff from before then, even the 60s and stuff from our AM station, 1480.
It's going to be one of those, just, you're going to be glued to the radio. I know, yeah. I'll be glued to the radio. Hopefully you can join us today. We're going to be hanging out downtown, O'Daly's Irish Pub, starting at noon, going all the way till midnight, along with so many of the people that you grew up listening to right here at WABB. 716 right now at 97.5 WABB, 66 degrees in the Gulf Coast. It's nice, not too bad. 20% chance that you're going to see a little bit of rain throughout the day today, so please just be careful if you're out on the roads. And joining us right now, yesterday we got to talk to so many people that went way back into the beginning of WABB, this radio station right here. And it was amazing to hear the stories that were told, you know, from back in the day, how when we go out and we broadcast live, say from Publix, that's one we just did not too long ago,
yeah.
Verizon Wireless or anything like that.
We get some people showing up saying hey and stuff like that. Back in the day, though, how many people they say they had show up back in the day?
I was told 300 to 400 people would show up to an appearance, which is just a massive amount. I mean, it's one of those things that radio, it's changed, but obviously we still love radio. It's just the way things have changed from back in the day. I mean, the stories are just amazing. And this woman right here on the phone with us, Leslie, your name was brought up by every single person that either called in with a story. If it was a story from listening back into the day, it was always, oh, man, Leslie and Hound Dog. If it was people that we actually, you know, that worked here, it was Leslie Fram, Leslie. You are a superstar.
I spent many, many, many years at WABB. As you know, guys, this is my first big radio gig, so most of the 80s, I was at ABB for 13 years, and if you find any pictures, I guarantee in every one of those pictures, I have big hair.
Yeah, I've even seen YouTube videos, actually.
Very big. And, you know, we used to do a TV show, too. Did you know that?
Yeah, no. that's with Uncle Henry. That's what I actually came across one of those YouTube videos the other day. It was awesome. He was asking you about being the programming director at WABB and the songs you were playing.
Yeah, Uncle Henry and I had a blast together. We did a little TV show. We did a dating game together. I'm sure that I'm going to listen to some of these stories that you were talking about, and it will refresh my memory because there are probably a lot of things that I have forgotten. But working there had to have been, like, probably one of the most memorable times of my entire career. Listen, if it hadn't been for Bernie Dittman, I wouldn't even have had a radio career. I mean, he took a major chance on me. I was, you know, a young kid that had very little radio experience. I was just big music fan, kind of a radio geek, and he hired me, and he would have told you to this day that he raised me from a pup. That's what he used to tell people all the time.
There's so many stories when it comes to Bernie, and the coolest part about Bernie, and it's hard to get into this business to date, and it was hard apparently back then also, but Bernie, it seems like there were so many stories about him stepping out and finding people that had a passion for it, and he found so many. You were actually born and raised right here at Fairhope, right?
Yes, I was raised in Fairhope. I'm the only Southerner in my family. Went to the University of South Alabama, but the entire time I was at school, I was at ABB. I started doing midnight to 6, and then I did every shift imaginable there. And then, of course, you heard the stories about Leslie and the Hound Dog. We did afternoon drive, but it really was Bernie taking a chance on me, A, to hire me to go on the air, and then making me music director, and then eventually program director. And I've told so many people this, and I've said it in so many interviews, Bernie was like a second father to me. I spent more time with Bernie, and true story, he was the first person in the building every day outside of the morning show and the last person to leave at night. And being around somebody that had that much passion about radio, it really formed my career. I mean, as a mentor, his work ethic, his passion, there was no one like him. And one of the proudest moments of my life was being able to come back and see Bernie Dittman being inducted into the Alabama Broadcasters Hall of Fame. It was, I'm telling you guys, it was a moment.
Now, for all of you that don't know, Leslie Fram works here. How many years were you here?
I was there 13 years, and then I went to Atlanta.
And then Atlanta took you. You've worked in the top cities, what most of us in radio dream of working in. You've worked in almost basically all of them.
I've been very lucky to, have found small companies that, you know, are really about radio. And as you guys know, it has changed a lot, but there are still the small operators out there that are all about radio. They really are about talent and being local and, you know, letting the DJs be the curators and doing local promotions. Like you talked about, I mean, we would do promotions in Mobile or anywhere on the Gulf Coast, and hundreds of people would show up because we did fun things, you know. I know you just went through Mardi Gras. We used to take a cherry picker and broadcast live all weekend, Fat Tuesday and Joe Kane Day. We did stunts like that all the time. We had, you know, the Reverend Al Green married a couple 100 feet in the air in a cherry picker. I mean, everything was so, I mean, just theater of the mind, kind of like the early MTV days, just things that people would talk about forever.
It's been surreal, literally surreal, to hear all the stories. And as you put it best, and I think the words were the best for what you're going to hear throughout the day today, is celebrating the memories.
It really is. And I think, you know, I have to thank people that listen, the listeners all over the Gulf Coast, because, you know, without that support, you can't be a radio station. And people supported us. And as sad as it is that the radio station is going away, I mean, at least we have all these memories that we can take with us. And, you know, that to me is just very special. And I have to thank the whole Dittman family. Betsy Dittman is one of my best friends. Judy, Dittman is an amazing person. They, listen, they believed in being local and having that localism that you just don't get. And I know that the Gulf Coast is going to miss the radio station dearly. And by the way, if Gary Mitchell is listening, when I was a young kid listening to radio in my room at night, my form of entertainment, way before the internet, I used to call Gary Mitchell almost on a daily basis and request Paul McCartney songs.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to play a Paul McCartney. We're going to have to work that into the end of the day and make sure we play a Paul McCartney. And we'll put it, like, from Leslie Fram to Gary Mitchell.
And I will tell you that in those early days, you guys are too young to remember, we played vinyl.
We actually, Gary Mitchell stopped into the radio station yesterday, and Gary Mitchell brought a vinyl record with him, and it was Warped. And Nick Fox, I remember vinyl. Nick Fox was like, what are you talking about? What is Warped vinyl?
I didn't know if you guys remember. If he brought it, did he bring in a turntable? You probably don't even have a turntable in the radio station.
We actually looked for a working one because I wanted to try to hook it up and play some of the vinyl records, and I couldn't find a good working one. We attempted it, though. We attempted it.
Well, yeah, it's amazing. I don't think that I've ever worked at a radio station that had as much fun as we did it at WABB. Seriously.
It's been a great place. It's made a lot of people's careers very successful. We're talking to Leslie Fram right now, a 13-year employee right here at WABB, which, if it wasn't for Leslie, you took the station to a massive level on success, and we possibly wouldn't have been here today if it wasn't for you working back in the day. So thank you. And it's awesome.
Thank you, guys. I just feel really honored to have been part of it, and I can't wait to hear all the stories.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for calling in. And for everybody that doesn't know, Leslie, yes, was born and raised right here in Fairhope. Has worked in all these big cities. Got her start right here. And is
hey,
now.
I'm going to Fairhope this weekend. I'll see you guys there.
You're coming out of Nashville and coming to Fairhope?
Coming to Fairhope. I want to say congratulations to my nephew, Stephen Davis, who's getting married. I will be there this weekend. I can't wait.
That's awesome. Well, Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. That right there is, that's where I get nervous, talking to those people, because legend.
She is a legend. She's the real deal. She's worked in Atlanta and New York and now obviously for CMT, and it's so cool to see someone locally on the Gulf Coast that started here at this radio station that has done so many amazing things, just really, really pay tribute to having worked here.
It's a celebrity from the Gulf Coast, so there you go. It's 97.5 WABB on our last day. As 97.5 WABB, Kelly Clarkson here is Stronger. Yeah.
97.5 WABB.
WABB, the Gulf Coast hit music station, Q-Tip, Dick Fox, 66 degrees out in the Gulf Coast right now. On the phone with us. It's wild because we've been talking to so many previous employees, and there's so many more to get to before we let the music just take it for the rest of the day.
Take it on back, man.
And you'll hear the music start in, obviously, present day, all the stuff you're used to hearing, and work its way back all day long until we get to midnight. And this man right here was, how long were you here, first of all?
Almost 3 years.
3 years. Chris Michaels.
Gave me my job.
How's it going?
You used to hear him in the afternoon. I was here when Chris Michaels came here, and there were so many Chris Michaels jokes we all told. He was our boss. Obviously, you were here for a good little portion of the time, and not too long ago. You only left, what, a year ago?
The end of April, yeah.
In Memphis, Tennessee now, do you miss the Gulf Coast?
I do miss the Gulf Coast. I miss a lot of things about the Gulf Coast. The listeners are great. I still keep up with everyone on Twitter, and the food and the events, I miss a lot.
We've been talking to so many different people that have worked here in the past, obviously, and how this radio station, WABB, that everybody, all of you grew up with, has been sort of a launching pad for a lot of people, or a massive step in their career. And that, I know from knowing Chris Michaels, was a massive way right there, because PD is a program director. That's right. The boss of the radio station, and this was Chris's first job as a boss. And now he's another boss, and he keeps getting in to be a bigger boss, and his head gets bigger and bigger as the job gets bigger and bigger.
No, Chris was a really, really good boss. He really was.
Oh, well, thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was. WABB gave me my big break. It was my very first program director job, and I really enjoyed it, and had a great staff, and it led to my job now here in Memphis. So it was without WABB, I wouldn't be here in Memphis.
Now, there are a lot of employees, obviously, and Chris is one, Nick's another, that didn't get to work for the famous Bernie Ditman. But you can back this up on the side of, you never met him in person, you never got to work in the building with him, but the stories never stopped, and you get to know everything that went on around this radio station, the passion behind this radio station, as Bernie. Am I correct?
Yeah, I felt like I knew him. Even though I never met him, I felt like I knew him because there was always Bernie stories every single day and great stories. And I wish I could have met him, but even though I didn't, I felt like I always knew him.
It's one of those things that's not something you find in many, many places. Do you have that in Memphis?
No, don't have a Bernie Ditman in Memphis, that's for sure.
One of the big things when Chris Michaels was working here is we made fun of him for his plaid shirts. Are you wearing a plaid shirt today?
I am wearing a plaid shirt today, a long sleeve plaid shirt.
There it is.
No surprise.
That's not going to change, man. You know that.
Mr. Chris Michaels. So if you're ever in Memphis and you're driving through Memphis, make sure you check out Chris Michaels. What's the name of the radio station?
It's FM 100, and you can check it out online, fm100memphis.com.
No, we don't want them to listen online. You'd be stealing people from here. So only if you're driving through Memphis. Well, first of all, if you're driving through Memphis, lock your doors, because that's not a nice town, man.
It is, too.
Be nice.
No, I've driven through there. It's not a nice town. And second, make sure you listen to Chris Michaels.
Got his rough areas down on Beale Street.
Let's play one of your favorite songs and let you talk it up. How about, what's one of your favorite songs that you remember playing here in your days at WABB?
One of my favorite songs. I would love T.I., Whatever You Like.
T.I., Whatever You Like. I thought it'd be like a Miley Cyrus song. I thought it was going to
come on now.
Let me see what I got here. Blondie's trying to get in here. Hang on one second. Blondie's trying to get in probably to say hi real quick, and I'm pulling some T.I.
Hi, Chris Michaels.
Hey, Blondie. How are you?
Wait, hold on. I got to put headphones on.
He said, hey, how are you?
I'm good. I just want to say thank you for hiring me and giving me my first shot at radio and for believing in me. And I'm going to tear up because you were a big part, besides the Ditmans, to giving my chance in radio. And without you believing in me, I wouldn't be here, you know, besides the listeners mainly. So,
well, thank you. Blondie, you're awesome. And you and Nick and everyone just grew to be superstars down there. So yeah. You've done a great job.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, too. I got to second what Blondie said real quick and just say that, you know, Chris was the guy that gave me my first into radio here at WABB, and I'd been like an 8-year longtime listener since I moved to the Gulf Coast here, so it meant a lot to me, and it still means a lot to me now.
And the cool thing about Nick is Nick got a job just by sending me a YouTube video. That's as easy as that. People are like, how do I get into radio? Nick sent me a YouTube video, a crazy video, and I was like, this guy is nuts. Brought him in. I was like, "Do you really do all this stuff? These weird voices and stuff." And he said, "Yeah." So that's how we got Nick in the building.
You gotta find out weird ways to get your foot in the door these days. So you know, if you're ever looking for a job, anyone out there that's looking for a job, hey, make a YouTube video. You
gotta send it to Chris Michaels.
Send it to Chris Michaels up in Memphis.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Neither one of you guys would be here if it wasn't for Chris.
That's right.
Wow. Good job, Chris.
Oh, thanks.
And thank you for putting up with me for 3 years. Thank you, because I know we butted heads many times, but it was great. Thank you so much for joining us, man. It's good to hear your voice, obviously. And it's gonna be a day. Hopefully, you'll be listening online throughout the whole day today.
Absolutely, I've been listening for the past couple of weeks, so I'll definitely be listening all day today.
Let's hear it. This is Chris Michaels right here that rocked the afternoon show for 3 years on 97.5 WABB. Talk up T.I., Whatever You Like. You ready?
All right, what's the intro on the song?
You got 9 seconds, Chris.
Oh, boy, all right.
So whenever you're ready, you go.
97.5 WABB, it's Chris Michaels for your ride home. Got T.I. coming to Bayfest next weekend. You already know? Free tickets, commercial-free ride, 520 on WABB.
Yeah!
You know the old sugar daddy. They be tricking their head on there.
Hey, this is Ryan from OneRepublic, and you are listening to 97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast hit music station. Don't change that dial.
What there's to complain about.
97.5 WABB, 746 right now. 62 degrees in the Gulf Coast, and we're rocking out on the last day. It's the last day of WABB. It's so weird to say that.
Trying to have some fun for the last day, man.
Can't say it's actually set in on me personally, but I know it will for a lot of us throughout the day today, especially when the music starts working its way back and you don't hear any of the LMFAOs, the Chris Browns, the Britney Spears, and you're hearing Bon Jovi's at one point, and it just keeps working its way back. And the police, that's how it's going to go for the rest of the day, all the way till midnight. So be ready for that. In studio with us right now?
Uh-oh.
You should know just off of that tone of voice right now. She's got a voice like no other voice. I can honestly say that. Her name is Mina.
It's Mina.
Hello.
Hi, Mina. This is the first time I got to meet you.
I know.
I'm excited.
It's good to meet you, Nick. Everybody sounds so awesome now.
So what's going on? Where are you at? Because that's one of the questions I get all the time. What's going on?
Right now, I am working at Mobile Infirmary. I am in the surgical intensive care unit. Love everybody I work with. So if they're all listening or anything like that, I love you guys.
That's awesome.
The surgical intensive care unit? Is that what?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's It's pretty intense.
I would imagine. Yeah. I would imagine.
It's really hard job. None of you radio people could probably do it. You know, it takes Mina.
No, I'm not saying it. I was always drawn to nursing. So whenever radio really just kind of happened. I didn't really, it was kind of like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then, you know, they were promoting me and I was like, well, I guess I should maybe do this. And I stopped going to school for nursing and decided to go back to it, obviously, a few years ago, back in 2008. But anyway.
Done with school?
No, no.
Not yet?
Oh my God, it's taking forever, man.
How much longer?
Hopefully 3 years. Hopefully by the time I'm 30, I'll be a freaking nurse and have a career.
Yeah. Nursing school is intense, man. Look
at that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's taken a while, but I love it.
I can honestly say, out of all the people I've worked with here on WABB on the morning
show.
I think this one I butted heads with. Well, I can't even say it was butted heads. It was literally like a brother sister fight.
I knew you were going to say that. You're always like my little sister.
I mean, it was like that true knockdown, drag out brother sister fight. And then you came in the next day and it was like, whatever, it didn't happen.
Man, Mina, where were you when I needed you? Because he's picking on me all the time.
I'll tell you what, Nick, I know you very well. You would have cried in that day.
Oh, okay.
You would have cried. Like if Mina and you, if you and Mina got in the same arguments that her and I did, you would cry. You'd be the crier.
I know. We did argue a lot. We really did.
It was awesome, though. It was some of the best radio I think I've ever heard.
I actually miss fighting with you. I think I told you that on Facebook. I was like, I can't believe I actually miss fighting with Q-Tip. But
there were
anyway.
Some good times. There were some really good times.
Yeah.
So, do you ever see yourself doing radio again? Are you gonna stay? I would stick to the nursing, obviously, but...
I still dabble. I mean, I totally dabble. Have... Yeah, do you know what that is?
You just dabble in it? Like, just put one foot?
You kind of, you know, stick your finger in there and
a finger
kind of dabble.
Oh my God.
If you're ever in Chicago, I'm like the voice on a station up there right
really?
Now. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
That's because I know somebody, Dylan. He was a night guy here. So he actually got me in radio back in 2004, 2005, something
Where's
like that. So
he now?
He is working at Dance Factory Radio in Chicago. And Yeah, he's doing pretty good. He's basically running it.
Online? Can you listen to him online?
You know? You could, but then like something happened with their internet
right.
where you can, I don't know. Anyway, Dance Factory,
to...
if you Google Dance Factory, you'll see Dylan and, you know, he's on Facebook. He's all over the place.
I can give him a lot of credit because when I first moved here from St. Louis and took the job to come down here and do radio, he was doing the night show at the time. And that guy sounded amazing.
He is incredible.
He
yeah. yeah.
I mean, he belongs in a city like Chicago.
Absolutely.
That fits him. I mean,
and
he's
totally
good.
Hit the big time, man. He really has. Yeah,
so he's making a lot of money.
While we
don't make much.
Yeah,
he's,
so he's a good friend to have. I go fly up there and get to stay for free and, you know, do whatever.
Look at you.
So,
yeah,
we're like best friends. But anyway,
awesome.
I love you, Dylan. I'll have to send him that.
Well, thanks for dropping in. I know another
Absolutely.
Person that you were very close with is actually supposed to be calling us here shortly, Jammer.
I hope so. Yeah, Jammer. I love Jammer. I hope he calls in. Oh,
Jammer
such a sweetheart.
He's over in New Orleans now at a station called B97. So if you're ever in New Orleans, turn that station on and you'll find Jammer right there. And he was right here. That guy has so much energy, man. He'll wear you out. And I can't wait yeah. for the fact of this guy. Okay, when I first came here, he was the program director, which is the boss. I've never met somebody that was so scared of thunderstorms that if there was a thunderstorm, he would come sleep in the radio station with
oh
you.
Oh, my God. You know what? In his apartment, on his stairs, he had crumbs because he wouldn't get off the stairs. If there was a storm, he would sit there all day and eat his meals on the stairs.
I've never, ever seen this, things like that happen. It was the craziest things. He would be, you'd be trying to do the morning show. And, you know, obviously, it's a little more intense to do a morning show or do anything inside on radio
mm-hmm.
if your boss is in the same room with you. It's
right.
Every job's like that. So if there's thunderstorm, he'd be sleeping on the couch in the studio. It was the most odd thing in the world. I was like, oh, this is weird because your boss is right behind you sleeping in the studio while you're trying to do a morning show. So he's supposed to be calling in here shortly. And I know a lot of you trying to get through, and we'll try to grab a couple of your calls here in a second. And Mina in studio. That's crazy. Yeah. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for letting me come in. I know you were afraid I was going to kick your butt when I came in here.
Actually, I was looking for security. I was like, oh, no. This is either going to be good that Mina's walking in, or this is going to be horrible.
Don't mess with me. Man.
Absolutely. I guarantee
you. I wouldn't want to. I'm telling you that right now.
I'm going to go check the tires on my truck right after we get done here, man. You haven't flattened them, have you?
I don't know. You'll have to go check, won't you?
Before you leave, Mina in studio with us right now, 97.5 WABB. Give us what's one of the songs you remember talking about all the time when you were here on the radio station?
Well, you know my two favorite artists, I'm sure. Brit and Mariah.
Brit.
Love Brit and Mariah. Love my Brit.
Mariah Carey, man.
And Mariah Carey, I know. I know. John tells me, I talked to John last night. He's still in New Orleans or whatever. But anyway, he's doing good.
John Marty is who, it was John, Mina, and Q-Tip here for a little while. John, is he married yet?
No, he's still engaged. It's going to be the engagement. Like, they're going to be in their, you know, casket, still engaged.
Guinness Book of World Record for staying engaged for the longest time.
I swear, I feel so bad for Stacy. He needs to just get her pregnant and do it. And just get married. This is like, come on.
This is what I loved about working with her right here.
Oh, thanks.
So what song by Mariah Carey or Britney Spears? Which one?
Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby. Always Be My W-A-B-B.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- talk it up.
You ready to do this?
Sure.
This is the time you'll get to hear Mina.
Oh my God.
From right here in the Gulf Coast.
And I love you, girl. Bernie. Bernie, I worked for Bernie. I just have to say that I did work for Bernie Dittman, and he was a sweetheart.
Give us a Bernie story real quick.
He always called me his tall drink of water. Every time I walk by, he's like, there's my tall glass of water. That girl's tall. I'm like 5'11 and a half, so yeah. Miss Bernie.
The last time on WABB for Mina, and that we'll all get to hear Mina talk up a WABB song. You ready?
Yeah, acting like this is an earth-shattering
event. It is. This is crazy. As we've all, a lot of you grew up. And when you were growing up, you heard this woman right here on the radio. Mm-hmm. So here
all
we
right.
go.
Yeah. Ready? Yeah.
This is it.
Oh, 97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast hip music station. You hear that sexy voice. That is Mariah Carey. And this is the last day of WABB. It's all right. It will forever live in our hearts. Mariah Carey on 97.5.
Station identification.
WABB. Mobile. Pensacola. Biloxi. WABB.com.
It's 97.5 WABB, the Gulf Coast hit music station. Nelly, Just a Dream. It kind of fits this situation.
True.
It's like one of those weird things. A lot of you think that it's an April Fool's joke. I know you have for a little while now, and it's not an April Fool's joke. Today is the last day for WABB-FM. And one of the guys that I can say, actually, is responsible for myself coming to this radio station is on the phone with us. Jammer, welcome back to WABB.
Wow, what an incredible day, and sad, and all kinds of stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those, like, I think for myself, it's at moments, the reality of this radio station, this signal right here going away, sets in, and then you forget about it, and you just don't believe it, and it's going to happen tonight at midnight.
I know, it's going to be insane to actually feel it happen, and, you know, all that. The emotions are going to be, it's a roller coaster. I heard it about like a week and a half ago when you guys announced it, and everybody was texting me. I'm like, wow, what, really?
Absolutely. So, give us some stories, because you actually were the last program director to work with the man, Bernie Dittman.
Well, that was, that was definitely my saddest memory of WABB, is being the guy that, when he passed away in 2006, I was like, wow, I never thought I'd be in this position, you know? There's just so many things, I mean, from hurricanes to contests. I think the best memory is that it was Matt, it was Jay Hastings, it was Little Joe, it was Pablo, Mama Karen played a huge part in it. Cherish, Amina, Dana, Kristen, Dylan, and Jonathan, we all were so focused on beating the competitor, which was Hot 104. And the day they went away, it was just, it was like, wow, we all did this together. You know, and that was really a big history or a big moment for all of us at WABB.
Well, I worked there, and so you're saying me getting out of a job was a big day for you? Come on, man. No, I understand what you're saying. Radio is very competitive at times, and that was
right.
This station has been here for so long, and so many people have tried to beat this radio station and never were successful.
Right.
And a lot of it is because of the passion of the people that worked right here in this building.
Absolutely, and you guys did a really good job, and you were, you know, a pretty cool competitor, but. You know, the people at WABB had nothing, but they just wanted to win. And it was like, wow, these guys. And the audience. You know, I've been around the country a little bit, but I think you guys were talking about it a little bit yesterday, that there's no other place like the Mobile, Pensacola area that when people love you, you become part of the family. I've never felt that much of a family vibe from the audience that you do at WABB. And that's always going to be missed, you know?
Absolutely. What was it like working for Bernie?
Working for Bernie was always, you know, you would come in the morning and you never know what was going to be. You never knew what the story of the day was going to be. AJ McKay, who, you know, the production director, the guy that put together all the commercials and all the imaging, would always say, it's like running, horses running out of a barn that was on fire. It was just the craziest day. You never knew if it was going to be a great day, a bad day. You never knew what Bernie was going to come up with that day. So it was, you know, I think the bottom line is it was going to be a very interesting day every day.
that's a good way to put it. And I'll tell you what, for you, working with Bernie Dittman was a very interesting day. For me, coming over and working with you was a very interesting day.
How did you feel that day?
That was an amazing feeling because I knew all the history of the radio station, obviously. So to get a call, you know, when the station you worked for and my spot that day went away and I get a call from Bernie and Jammer and they're like, hey, you ready? You coming over? I was like, wow, this is my chance to go work at WABB.
Yeah.
Now, working with you, I've never met somebody so scared of thunderstorms in my life. You used to leave your apartment, sleep on the couch in the studio with us, and you're our boss. Do you know how uncomfortable you made us?
Look, you know what? I've never been in a place who has worse thunderstorms than Mobile, Alabama, I swear to God. Every night it would happen at the same time. You know, some people are afraid of cockroaches or spiders or whatever, or the dark. I was afraid of lightning because as a kid I almost got struck by lightning when I was 12 years old. And, you know, that never leaves you. So I was just like, man. And the house I lived in had all windows around it, so there was no hiding from it.
Thanks for telling everybody my
bad lightning story.
We laughed about it, but at the same time, man, we kind of got used to it.
Yeah.
It was great. So are you coming into town today?
Yeah, after I get done work here around 5:30, I'll be over, so around 7:30.
Awesome.
And you know what? I think you deserve an award because you've been at the end of two radio stations in Mobile. I don't think anybody's ever done that. You killed Hot 104, and now WABB is going away. So, congratulations.
Y'all see what I deal with? This is what I deal with right here. This is it.
Oh, wow.
If there's any other radio station waiting to hire you, I'd be like, man, two?
Come on, I'll put you out of business. The radio station, which one do you want me? I'll make sure I put you out of business. That's my goal.
And, you know, I think you were touching on this yesterday that, you know, don't let any other radio station come in there that's not going to be all about the community. I heard you say that, and I back that up, too. No matter what, make sure that whatever radio station's coming in or you know, that you're going to be switching to, make sure that they do everything that WABB did, you know, about the community, about whatever is going on in Mobile or Pensacola. You just got to keep that up.
And the first step, the way to test them, I'll tell you, is call their phone line. See if they can pick up the phone. See if you can actually talk to them and ask them something about the Gulf Coast and see if they even know it.
Yep, because many of them won't.
Absolutely not. They'll be answering it from a different city. They'll be like, where are you calling from? Why you got that accent? Come on, man.
Yep. No, I hear you.
Well, Jammer, thank you so much.
Best of luck with you guys, and thanks to the audience for being there for, you know, all those years.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning. And in a little while here, the music is going to take over, and it's going to take over for the rest of the day. So,
all right, bud. We'll have a great one. We'll see you tonight.
Did you want to talk about a song for us? Or
I don't want to talk up one because I'm, like, still asleep, and I'm like...
He's always got excuses. See, he's a boss. Jammer was that boss with the excuse every time, you know?
No.
I'm just kidding.
But I think a great song for today would be, and one of the songs that were huge at WABB back when I was there, Daniel Potter, Bad Day. I think it probably says a lot about today.
Wow. I am looking for that one as we speak right here. That one's going to take me a little while, but I'll get that one up.
All right, cool.
Thank you. Thank you again for joining us. Hey, we'll see you tonight at O'Daly's, okay?
All right, bud. Thanks for letting me come on.
No problem. Tonight, O'Daly's, actually starting at noon today, O'Daly's all the way till midnight tonight, the end of an era party. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a good time. You're going to see Blondie getting crazy, Nick Fox getting crazy.
Yeah.
Doing the Marty?
Oh, yeah.
And Moving Like Bernie?
Oh, yeah. I'm Moving Like Bernie.
All right, cool. Kesha now. It's Blow on 97.5 WABB.